to bring forth. And first thing is, I work with state legislatures, and by working with state legislatures, there the opportunity to really review several health impact assessments that have been done by state legislatures is narrow, because very few have been done. We really can really consider only one officially that's out there, and there are others that are around the border, and then you get even further away. And I want to kind of talk about it in a general framework rather than specific. But to begin with, to kind of give an outline, I want to begin with the environmental impact assessment. Now, a health impact assessment is not an environmental impact assessment. It's a different animal, but somewhat procedurally, they operate the same. And the reason I want to bring that up is because whenever an environmental or whenever a major federal project comes forward and an environmental impact assessment needs to be done, it's very rare that any environmental actions or any environmental instances is going to stop the project from moving forward. They may mitigate the actions, they may decide to do things a little bit differently, but it's very rare that there'll be an absolute stoppage for environmental reasons. And what it means is that the industry, the developers, the people who do environmental impact assessments, that people who pay to have the environmental impact assessments done, have learned what needs to be done, what procedurally you have to go through to make sure that the project moves forward. And that's something we need to look at when we start exploring the idea of a health impact assessment. Now, since I'm not terribly familiar with what has gone on in the European Union and other countries regarding health impact assessments, I can't comment on the effect of them to change policy. But we can look at procedurally what a health impact assessment is trying to do. And this is something that I didn't see done yesterday, so I want to go over it real quick. That the health impact assessment, procedurally, you try to screen to identify the projects or policies that a health impact assessment will be useful. You scope. Take a look at what proposals are at stake. The likely health effects, which ones need further assessments, and which ones really need to involve policymakers where you need a decision made one way or the other. Assessing the risks and benefits, who are going to be affected and why are they going to be affected. Recommendations, having the person who does the health impact assessment come up with recommendations for the policymakers to either mitigate those health impacts, lessen those health effects, or simply say that the project is so egregious that we need to stop it at this point. That would be fairly dramatic, but that opportunity is there. Reporting the results to decision makers, and finally, evaluating and monitoring. How has this decision actually affected? How the health impacts? How, by going ahead and building this road, putting this facility at this specific place, or implementing this policy, if it's actually had an impact on the health as we predicted it would. So I'm going to look at, first of all, talk about two laws that tried to be enacted by both California and Maryland to do a comprehensive health impact assessment for the state. The first one was the California Healthy Places Act, which sought to provide funding for state and local planning departments and put out established standards for guidance and support to identify and consider health impacts of any planning decisions that may be out there. The idea was to help planners and help developers to make healthy planning decisions, things that we can make for healthy communities out there. And they actually put $1.6 million behind it. It did pass the Assembly here in California. It was stalled in the Senate. However, the sponsor of it, Assemblyman Leno out of San Francisco, has recently left the Assembly and now is running for the Senate. And since he won the Democratic primary, it's very likely, considering he doesn't have a Republican challenger, that he's going to be in the Senate. So he has already committed to me that he's going to reintroduce it. And being in the Senate, he probably has a better chance of this one moving forward. Maryland, they, in 2007, they introduced the Maryland Healthy Places Act, which funded a program within the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene to facilitate state and local officials' involvement in community planning and development. And what they were looking to do there was to make sure that health concerns were addressed when the state and local governments made decisions regarding planning. It required an investigation to occur when regarding health, just like it had done with environmental impact assessment, provided funding to state and local governments to evaluate the effectiveness of such a program. And in the ultimate irony, the bill passed both houses, but since the Senate changed the language when it got to the Senate, it needed to go back to the House for a final vote, and that did not occur, so the bill failed. Passed both the House, passed the Senate, but it had to go back to the House for a final hearing, and the legislature adjourned, so it died. But those weird things do happen. This is another bill that California used that they decided to, how do I want to put this, that they thought to use an environmental impact, a health impact assessment to talk about whether this bill was going to be effective or not. And the sponsor of the bill wanted to make sure that that what this bill did was going to actually promote health. The Healthy Families, Healthy Workplace Act of 2008 was going to require every company to provide a few days of sick leave, or mandatory sick leave, for everybody in the state. The idea was to protect the, the ultimate idea was everybody has the right, if you're sick, you shouldn't be coming into work. You do not need to take vacation time to if you're ill or if a family member's ill. They said, the sponsor thought, to get this through the legislature, I really need to find out what the impact is going to be. He looked to the San Francisco Health Department. They asked if they could do a health impact assessment on it. They came up and said that, you know, ultimately, the public's going to benefit. When you do not have sick people coming into work, you spread less disease. This is especially true of people involved with food handlers, people who work in restaurants, or in long-term care facilities, that by not spreading disease, they were going to reduce the amount of sickness among low-income workers, because these are the folks most likely not to have sick leaves. And it would enable workers to stay at home when they are sick or need to take care of someone. And they came up with a figure of the price tag, how much this is going to save the state of California if they enacted it. Wasn't able to get passed, but it was a very good use of the idea of a health impact assessment to determine whether this policy was going to actually meet the needs that it was intended to. The one law that is talked about quite often as an official health impact assessment is regarding the Washington Bridge, Washington State Route 520. Now, the interesting thing about this is, first of all, even though it's a local health impact assessment, this does not apply statewide. The legislature did command the Department of Transportation to do a health impact assessment, and it was very locally based. It was really trying to look at for folks around the directly around the bridge and what kind of impact it was going to have for carbon emissions, air quality, and other public health public health concerns. The thing about this, though, is there was nothing in the law that I think could have really ultimately canceled the bridge project. They can mitigate the health hazards, they can change impacts, but I don't think they had the authority to actually go forward and say, we have to stop this because the health impacts of it are going to be too egregious. Looking at other things, now there are several laws that I ran out across there, and these are bills that came up because I typed in health impact assessment or health within five of impact within five of assessment into the legislative database, and things popped up. I'm not going to talk about Hawaii, but I am going to talk about the Tennessee health assessment, asthma assessment, because in that situation, you had the state decided to combat childhood asthma. They wanted to take a plan for school, put together a plan for schools to address individual children who have asthma. And they used the Department of Health to track asthma-related cases across the state and to figure out what procedures need to be done. Now, the policies weren't implemented by the state legislature. They were implemented by the local departments of local education authorities, the local school districts. But it is an indication of using health assessment and health data to determine what kind of decisions the local education agencies should do. Disadvantaged populations. This is where health impacts have been explored very extensively. And yesterday, Brian Cole talked about the Washington bill, Senate Bill 6195, where it addressed disparities among health disparities in the state. And the only way you can do a health impact in that condition is if a state legislator comes forward to the state and says, we need to address, to learn about health disparities, we need to have a health impact assessment. And whether that's going to actually change policy or not, that's hard to say, but it is an evidence of using a health impact assessment to address policy. Maryland used the same thing in the Office of Minority Health, and in 2004, Maryland created this Office of Minority Health and health disparities within the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. This came up with a statewide plan to look at health disparities in the state. It doesn't specifically mandate a health impact assessment, but it does require the department to identify measures to reduce health care disparities and identify and review health promotion and disease prevention strategies within the state, and to learn and identify what are the leading causes of death and disability among minority populations. With this information, the state can possibly use it to change their policy, to mitigate the impact, to learn about other ways of addressing problems for minority communities. There are other instances out there where the state has mandated that health surveys are done to assess what kind of impact has occurred on a population or for a community regarding a policy, whether it be a federal policy, and the state has turned around and said, we need to find out if the federal policy is actually working, or whether it's state policy where you're gathering information to allow for the state to have better information before they move forward on policy. Those are the two types we've seen, but we haven't seen a very comprehensive or very overarching effort among state legislators to really utilize this tool. It is very new in their context, but I do see that it actually is gaining acceptance. We've seen it, seeing both the activity in both in California, Washington, Maryland, is very encouraging, and I think it's going to give an opportunity or give examples for other states who may want to engage in this. So with that, I say thank you. And do we have any questions? Do I have time for questions?
Yeah, well, give me a minute, first of all. We're about out of time, but maybe one or two short ones? or you can wait to the discussion period in the back?
Are you seeing very much interest in the idea of health impact assessment by the state legislature?
when they hear about it, I think they get very encouraged. Assemblyman Leno was just, this is the information he was looking for. In Maryland, this answered questions that they had out there. So it was very well received in the states that have looked at that. But it is very, it hasn't been presented yet. I don't think we have seen a real comprehensive outreach program to really inform them of that information. So.